is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it here. It's Telling the Truth Day. It's Telling the Truth Day here. And telling the truth, you know, Harry Truman used to say, I don't give them hell. I tell them the truth and they think it's hell. Now, here's the real issue. Donald Trump referring to several countries, as holes. And why do we import all these people? Shoot holes. How about that? Shoot hole nation, right? And of course, the whole liberal world goes crazy because how dare you refer to El Salvador and Haiti and all these other lovely vacation destinations is a bad thing, right? Yeah. How could that happen? But when this bill was, when immigration was changed in 1965, it happened as a result of a bill put forward in 1965, and Teddy Kennedy said this, first, our cities will not be flooded with 1 million immigrants annually under the proposed bill, President Kennedy. Before he died, under the proposed bill, the present level of immigration remains substantially the same. Secondly, the ethnic mix of our nation will not be upset. Contrary to the charges in some quarters, the bill will not inundate America with immigrants from any one country or area, or the most populated and deprived nations of Africa and Asia. In the final analysis, the ethnic pattern of immigration under the proposed measure is not expected to change as sharply as the critics seem to think. The bill will not flood our cities with immigrants. It will not upset the ethnic mix of our society. It will not relax the standards of admission. It will not cause American workers to lose their jobs. And how have Kennedy's promises stood up over time? Well, 50 years later, the Census Bureau predicts that the foreign-born population is set to increase 85% by the year 2060 if we don't change anything. 2060, it'll be 85%, where Hispanics will see their numbers grow by the tens of millions. Native-born whites are the only group expected to decline in both absolute numbers and fertility rates. 50 years later, the U.S. places no numerical limit on the immediate family members of aliens admitted into the country. Despite holding only 5% of the world's population, the U.S. is the most popular destination in the world for immigrants, attracting 20% of all the world's migrants. 50 years later, the America that you live in allows somewhere between 12 and 20 million illegal aliens to squat here. They're squatters. They're here illegally while allowing more than 1 million more each year to enter legally. 50 years later, the native-born populations of whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Jews, and the rest all suffer economic loss while the foreign-born see net job growth. 50 years later, the Central American governments are propped up by $12.2 billion in remittances taken out of the country by foreign workers. 50 years later, Central American migrants, thousands of whom are indigenous Mayans who can't write or speak even Spanish, storm the border in endless ways while federal agents fly them to nearly every city and state in the nation. This is under Obama, of course, without so much as a photo ID. And American citizens are fondled and scanned by the very same TSA agents. It's baffling. And 50 years later, people like Democrat Louis Gutierrez threatening Americans in Spanish vines they will be made to suffer electoral punishment for resisting a path to citizenship for illegal aliens, declaring his one loyalty is not to the United States, but to foreigners breaking immigration laws and printing "Do not deport me" cards for those same individuals. And so when Donald Trump speaks the truth, you look at how the world has changed in 50 years. You look at Kate Steinle and others who have died as a result of illegal aliens being allowed to take up refuge in so-called sanctuary cities. You look at the problems of MS-13. Like the numerous young men brutally murdered and dismembered on Long Island by members of MS-13 here recently. Serial killing of young white men on Long Island. But that doesn't lead the CBS Evening News. That doesn't lead the hourly discussions on CNN. No, what they're concerned about is that this president called it for what it is. These are third world nations. You don't like the term? Too bad. Truth is truth. They are underdeveloped. Many of them run by governments that are massively corrupt, by leaders that are massively corrupt. Many of them like Venezuela, socialist. So the government pillages everything they can from the citizens, leaving them broke in the streets. Venezuela in the top 10 list of the countries with the highest murder rates in the world. And it is shocking when you see the murder rates in the world and the homicide rates by country. And these are the countries that the president is talking about. Let me give you the list again, just so you know. In order, number one, Honduras, followed by El Salvador, Jamaica, Venezuela, Belize, Guatemala, St. Kitts, Trinidad and Tobago, Colombia, South Africa. Those are the top 10 murder countries in the world. Followed by the Bahamas, Brazil, St. Lucia, the Dominican Republic. And then Mexico, Panama, Greenland, believe it or not, Guyana, Ecuador, Zimbabwe, Nicaragua. Do you get the picture of how many of those countries on that list are in the Western Hemisphere and ship their people north into our country? They've come from a lawless socialist upbringing. That doesn't make me racist. It makes me able to observe what's going on. And if lawless, murderous countries that are rooted in socialism send their people here who have no interest in learning English, they don't care who Abraham Lincoln is. They never will. Then why are we worried about the president calling it for what it is? Why are we worried about the president calling it for exactly what it is? Confusing a little bit, isn't it? Again, the Democratic platform for 2016, raise taxes, open borders, give up guns. Hell of a platform, don't you think? I'll be right back on a Free-for-All Friday.